How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. When it comes to being a content creator or an entrepreneur on social media, one of the most time-consuming things is creating the content itself, especially if you don't have a specific content creation strategy in place, or you are a solo creator, which I imagine many of the people listening to this podcast are. So as a creator, you need to be thinking about ways you can maximize the distribution of your content so that obviously you as a solo creator can maximize your reach. And when it comes to maximizing your distribution, I'm obviously talking about repurposing your content. Repurposing your content is the key to scaling. Yes, I say a lot of the time you should focus primarily on one platform, especially when you're first starting out, because spread attention means that you aren't focusing on one specific thing and you aren't going to be able to grow as quickly. However, you don't want to be leaving all your eggs in one basket. So if it isn't much of a time-consuming thing for you, being able to repurpose your content and just post out on other platforms anyway, just in case, that's a great thing to do. But as I say, keep focused on one platform initially, grow that audience, and then start diversifying more effectively. Because if you don't focus on one thing in the early days, you're never going to grow on anything, or your chances are incredibly slim. So focus, then diversify. But as you begin to grow, you should be maximizing your distribution of your content as best you possibly can. So today, I want to talk through a few of the best ways you can actually maximize the distribution, repurpose your content. And this is something I do myself. So tip number one, pretty obvious, TikToks, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts. They are all the same content format. They are all short form video content formats. They're all 1080 by 1920 when it comes to the formatting of the post itself. So you can post the same video you create across all three platforms at no extra effort to yourself. All you have to do is go onto each platform itself and actually click post. But one of the mistakes so many creators make is, let's say they create the post itself on TikTok or Instagram and they download it directly from in the app, and it leaves them with the watermark. You do not want any watermarks on your content. Now, if you're creating your content outside of the app, then you're not going to have to worry about that because you just export from Premiere Pro or Canva, you name it. But if you're creating in-app, make sure that you download using a web app or you name it, so that you don't actually get the watermark. Because if you post on TikTok with an Instagram watermark, TikTok are obviously going to suppress the reach because they don't want to be giving free promotion to Instagram, and vice versa. You don't want to be doing the same with YouTube Shorts, or you don't want to be doing the same with TikTok on Instagram. The algorithm knows, trust me. So make sure that you download those videos in a way where the watermark isn't there, and away you go. Post that one piece of content across all three platforms. Now, the next one, and this is one I particularly like a lot because I feel as if LinkedIn is a very underutilized platform still. It's still very good. People know about LinkedIn, but it's more and more become a content heavy platform rather than a job professional based platform. So the content on there at the moment isn't nearly as good as the other social media platforms that have always been very content driven. So if you are a well-versed carousel creator on Instagram, you should be maximizing that opportunity on LinkedIn as best you can, because the people that are creating carousels on there at the moment, they're good, but they're not great. They're nowhere near the quality of what you see on Instagram. But people don't know often how to create carousels on LinkedIn. Obviously, when you create a carousel on Instagram, you export your carousel itself as a JPEG or a PNG file. But if you want to upload that carousel on LinkedIn, all you have to do is export it as a PDF file and then upload that PDF file, and it will become a carousel on LinkedIn. So rather than just posting that carousel on Instagram, now you can just export the file differently and post it on LinkedIn. But if you didn't know now, TikTok also has a slideshow feature now. So you can use the same images, upload them as a TikTok slideshow. So again, you've gone from only having one Instagram carousel to now having a LinkedIn carousel and a TikTok slideshow. Perfect. Next one, YouTube videos. Now, this is arguably the king of all content, because when you create a long form video, it can be transformed into so many different content formats. Of course, you've got the long form video itself, and that long form video can be posted onto LinkedIn, it can be posted onto Facebook, it can be posted onto Instagram, you name it, all of those platforms. But you can also cut that video up into clips, and those clips can go on TikTok, Shorts, and Instagram. You can also transcribe the entire YouTube video, and that YouTube video can become a blog post. You can strip the audio away from the video, and the audio itself can become a podcast. So just by recording that one long form video, you can create 10, 20, 30 pieces of individual content depending on how well you structured that video and how long that video is, of course. Because as you create more and more content, you learn. I've done it with this podcast. You learn how to present your points in a way that you know that they can be clippable. You take out certain parts and you say certain things in a way that you know, hey, that specific thing I've said there, that will go viral by itself. So you say it in a way that you structure it in, let's say, a 30 to 40 second clip, and then that becomes a viral post. What I've just said there has the potential to do just that. But at first, that might come across quite difficult to you. But as you create more and more content, it gets better and better. So this has come to me over the course of nearly 400 podcast episodes, thousands of pieces of content created. Yes, it's difficult first, but you do end up learning. So if you can create long form video content, YouTube videos, for example, and you have the time to do that and the time to edit them, of course, that can then become so many pieces of content. Arguably, you only really need to record one long form video a week, and then that can become the rest of your social media content elsewhere as well, because that can be clipped into, let's say, 7 Instagram posts, 7 TikToks, 7 YouTube shorts, because you're creating the short form video content from the clips. Strip the audio alone, that becomes a podcast episode. Transcribe the audio, that becomes a blog, and you've got everything you need. So there you go. YouTube videos can become literally anything. Now, the next one is blog posts. Now, I know a lot of people don't really write blog posts anymore, but they are still an incredibly valuable form of content, because a blog post can become a newsletter. A lot of people are building newsletters again now, and newsletters will continue to be one of the best forms of marketing content you can build. So I would suggest, if you haven't, maybe introduce a newsletter into your marketing strategy, because you build a very loyal audience off the back of a newsletter. So blog posts can become a newsletter, but you can also read that blog post and it become a podcast episode. Just read what you've written. If you don't know how to start a podcast, there is a very good platform called Anchor. It's free. It can be done straight from your phone. Anchor is an app as well. So you've got the app on your phone, you click record in the app, you read out your blog post, and Anchor does the rest for you. It distributes it to all the podcast platforms that you can think of. So Apple, Spotify, you name it, for free. It's great. I still use it. This is how I produce this podcast on Anchor. Yes, I record outside of Anchor on Audacity with a proper microphone, you name it, not straight from my phone, but then I upload on Anchor and it distributes for free. So cannot recommend it more. And then the final way you can distribute your content more effectively is tweets. A lot of people are tweeting still and will continue to tweet forever, but a tweet can become a quote post. It's a very simple content format. Just go into the tweet itself, screenshot on your phone, crop it, tidy up the background, maybe change the color, make it jazzy, and post it as a quote post. It's very, very simple, but continues to be one of the most effective content types across all the different social media platforms. So those are five very simple ways that you can repurpose your content to maximize your distribution, to maximize your reach as a content creator on social media. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now, that does wrap up today's podcast episode. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at the Ethan Bridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.